The headline of the Beirut newspaper, The Daily Star, today reads, "People Power Brings Down Karami's Cabinet." It was massive street protests in the Lebanese capital that led to the surprise resignation yesterday of Prime Minister Omar Karami and his cabinet. Tens of thousands have been gathering in Martyrs Square. The protests began 2 weeks ago after the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. One of those protesters is Georges Sarrou. He's 28, a financial controller, and he joins us by cell phone from just outside Martyrs Square. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, hello.
Can you describe for us who's protesting today? What sorts of people are out in the streets?
Really, there are people from everywhere in Lebanon. Muslims and Christians are in Beirut now, mainly students, young people. They are protesting against Syrian occupation the last 13 years for Lebanon.
And what's the scene as you stand in Martyrs Square and look around?
You can see flags, Lebanese flags only, and people are moving all around with their cars, with Lebanese flag, only Lebanese flag. And there are some camps also.
Camps, people camping.
Yeah, people from south and the north of Beirut.
It's mostly young people, it sounds like.
Yeah, students from universities.
And what are people chanting?
Yeah, they are chanting Lebanese, traditional Lebanese songs, and also slogans against Syrian occupation.
So the resignation yesterday of the government is not enough to satisfy the people in the streets?
No, it's not the main thing for the people in the streets. The main thing is Syrian occupation. We want the Syrian out of Beirut. For us, it's enough 13 years of occupation.
I understand that Martyrs Square, where you've been protesting, has a new name now.
Yeah, it's the Freedom Square.
Freedom Square.
Yes.
Mr. Sarrou, do you think that your fellow protesters are taking a page from what we saw happen in Ukraine, where there were huge demonstrations and led to a dramatic overturn in that country?
Yes. We saw that on television, and it was 2 months ago, and we said in ourselves, we hope that we can make the same in Lebanon. Then we made it after 2 months.
This is really something unprecedented to see in the Arab world, popular protests like this leading to the downfall of a government. Are you imagining that this is something that could spread to other countries in the Middle East?
Yes. The domino effect, I think we're in it. If one regime falls, one terrorist regime falls, the other will fall. And we hope that Lebanon be on the right track, and then the other countries will follow him.
We
see what's happening in Iraq and what the Syrians are doing in Iraq. And we see what's happening in Egypt and the reforms that the president made there a few days ago. And we see what's happening in Saudi Arabia in the municipality election. All that is a domino effect. All the people in the Middle East are moving towards more democracy.
You've been out there with the protesters in Martyrs Square every day now for more than 2 weeks.
Yes.
How long do you think all this can go on?
Probably not before 3 months. It will last for the Lebanese election in May.
And you're prepared to be out there for that long?
Yes. We try to finish the occupation of a country. So we know very well that it will not end in a day or in a week. We are protesting from 15 years now, so we will not give up in a few days.
Mr. Sarrou, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Georges Sarrou, one of the thousands who demonstrated today on the streets of Beirut.